We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Sooner Sports Talk, brought to you by AT&T, America's best network. Natty Light Seltzer. This basketball season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. And by Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, proud home of Sooner Sports Talk.
Kick back, Doolittle, feed low, Manic wide open, and he slams it. It's a 9-0 Sooner run.
Live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, this is Sooner Sports Talk. Here is your host, the voice of the Sooners, Toby Rowland.
Everybody, it is a Thursday night. You know what that means. It's time for Sooner Sports Talk. Over the course of the next hour, we're talking nothing but OU basketball. Sherry Cole will be alongside at the bottom of the hour. Her team is red hot. They've won three in a row, including a win last night over West Virginia up in Morgantown. An impressive win. We'll talk to her. But right now, please help me welcome the head coach of the Oklahoma Sooners, Lon Kruger, everybody.
Good evening, Toby.
Good evening. How are you, sir?
Well, doing well. Doing well. Licking our wounds a little bit, but otherwise have to keep making progress, and this group will do that.
You know, basketball's different than football. I was just talking to somebody about this. Football, you lose a game and the world ends, you know? Basketball, you got to be able to ride the wave a little bit. You can't, as my buddy Merv Johnson would say, you can never get too high, you can never get too low. This was last week we were sitting here a week ago. You're just coming off the Texas victory, 2-0 in conference play and on top of the world, and this week didn't go quite as well. So here we go. You got to be able to ride this wave.
And that's very true. In Big 12 Conference, especially, there's a lot of two-game swings, if you will, and of course at Iowa State and in Kansas at home, we need to play much better to win either of those ball games. I thought played better against Kansas, didn't play very well at Iowa State, but then didn't make shots against Kansas. But guys, I thought rebounded a little bit and had a good day of practice today, and anxious to line up on Saturday.
Opening segments brought to you by Noble McIntyre at McIntyre Law, the law firm you should turn to for all of your personal injury needs. We're going to skip over that Iowa State game. Let's talk about Kansas when they came to town on Tuesday night. Big crowd, a lot of fun. And you mentioned shooting the ball. Just one of those nights where it wouldn't go in for you, it seemed like.
Yeah, if you said going into the ball game that we could get these shots for these people during the course of the game, then we'd feel pretty good about that because dude's been shooting it well. Brady's been shooting it well. Austin, they all had good looks, you know. And Kansas is good defensively, so they're a little bit rangier, a little bit longer, maybe contest a little bit better, but still, do shot those well. Like you say, a lot of shots just right there, and then we didn't make a few early, and then that maybe got in our heads a little bit, and we never did really get it going.
They're so big, Kansas is inside, that it seems like they force you to be a jump shooting team a little bit. Like, you're not going to get a whole lot around the rim. You're making them great. If you're missing them, it's going to be a long night, and that's what it turned into.
Well, that's exactly right. Well, it's a two-point ball game with 10 minutes to go, and we at that point we felt pretty good because we hadn't made shots, and still I thought defensively we did things that the guys worked hard to keep us in the ball game, and then they made a couple threes back to back, and then we're uphill from there. But yeah, it's it's game where we're kind of living on the shoulders of Dew and Brady and Austin making shots, and that particular night it didn't happen.
Brady, you find an ice bath after the game? He had his hands full with Azubuike all night.
Yeah, I thought those guys really battled their big guys inside. Obviously, McCormick is as big as Azubuike, so those are two big fellows in the interior, but I thought both. And then when Kerr came in, I thought Kerr played his minutes well.
Brady on defense, all year long, that's kind of been maybe a little bit of an undersung theme. He's really improved as a defender, hasn't he?
He's done a really good job. I thought the progress of him on the interior, attacking ball screens, doing a good job in help defense, really has made a lot of progress.
Davion moved back into the starting lineup for you for this game. Played well again. He made 3 3-pointers in the game. He's on a nice run for you. Looks like he's kind of maybe finding that confidence a little bit.
I think he has. Coming in, it's so many expectations and so many things going on around him. I think now he's settled in to playing really consistently good basketball and gives us great energy, gives us great effort, good work ethic every day, and now shooting the ball well. So I think Davion's going to continue to elevate his game throughout the remainder of the season.
Tell folks about his personality.
Well, Davion's he's a happy, fun guy. He's loves playing the game. He's always upbeat. He's a good guy to be around. And of course, when he went through those stretches where he wasn't playing as well, that would affect a lot of people way more than it did Davion. I thought he handled those moments really well, which allowed him now to get back to playing really well.
He's got that gym rat gene in him too, doesn't he?
He does.
Like he's always in there shooting.
He does. He loves to play. He stays after. He gets a lot of shots up. Just loves the game. And again, a great family and a brother that's an outstanding football player as well. So he's living a pretty good dream every day.
Speaking of guys who have families that are good athletes, Jamal Bienemy. His uncle did a little something, still is doing it at the coaching level. But it wasn't too long ago we were talking about how he going to get Jamal going. Well, here he goes. He's made a 3-pointer for you in 5 straight games now, playing some good ball.
Yes, he's even though he wasn't making shots, he was playing well otherwise. And now that he is making shots, in addition to scoring a little bit more in the last couple 3 ball games, again, I think 4 assists and without a turnover against Kansas. We had 5 turnovers in that game, which, again, when you go into a Kansas game, they're so good in transition off of turnovers, and we didn't give them any there. But, again, you got to do some other things well to win.
When you have a tough shooting night like that, is this a good team at flushing it and going forward and putting it behind them?
They have been. Again, it's hard to say because we've been so up and down in terms of making shots. You kind of wonder at what point do you stop talking about it, or what point do you talk about it more?
Sure.
You just keep searching for that fine line that's going to help them kind of get it behind them. But again, with Brady and Austin and Dew, I mean, you got to think like scorers. You got to think like shooters. You can't let one shot affect the next one or other parts of your game. And I thought that happened a little bit the other night. I thought Dew, after he didn't get, those first 3 down, I thought he started maybe, trying to decide, should I or shouldn't I?
Mm-hmm.
And he can't do that. I mean, he's got to shoot the ball for us. He's got to be aggressive. And he came out and had a good practice today.
That's a tough psychological thing, though, because 99% of us, you miss 2 or 3 and you start to feel a little guilty.
Oh, sure.
Want to make sure my teammates don't get mad at me. Let's get them some shots. Every once in a while, a Buddy Hield or a Trey Young comes along that don't care. They would take every shot if you would allow them to. But that's a little psychological thing to get over there. That's just human nature.
That's exactly right. Again, especially with Dew, because he's a guy that is always very self-conscious about, not making mistakes, wanting to do it right. And now he's kind of progressed into this role where he's a kind of a go-to guy. He's the guy on the opponent's scouting sheet, and as is Austin and Brady. And those 3 guys need to score for us and need to have, the frame of mind that, hey, regardless of what happened on the next shot, I got to shoot the next one.
All right, we're just underway here at Rudy's. We're going to take an opening timeout. Coming up next for the Sooners, TCU in town on Saturday. We'll preview that game. Got some of your questions rolling in. You can tweet us at OU on the air or at TRO OU, the Academy Sports and Outdoors inbox. We'll be back with more Sooner Sports Talk brought to you by AT&T right after this.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light, we've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer, Natural Light, Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, ales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your new apartment's big. Such a great deal.
It's okay.
Just okay? What's not to...
Right above the subway!
Well, I bet you don't even notice it after the...
That's my neighbor, Angus!
A deal that's just okay is not okay. Get a great deal with America's best network. Come into an AT&T store to find out how to get one of our popular smartphones for $0 down. Based on GWS One score, September 2019.
I got it. Girl, I got
Dustin Lynch, live in concert. Friday, February 7th, the Showplace Theater at Riverwind. Country music superstar Dustin Lynch. Tickets on sale now at Riverwind.com. Presented by the Coop Concert Series at Riverwind.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
At Marianne's Rentals for special events, they'll take it to the hoop for you. They'll hit the three-pointer to make you happy. When you call Marianne's Rentals for special events at 751-3100, your next corporate event, birthday, wedding reception, holiday party, or any special event will be a slam dunk with Marianne's. They'll give your special event the full court press to make it the best ever. If your special event needs that fadeaway jumper at the buzzer for the win, call Marianne's Rentals for special events, 751-3100. It's up and it's good.
Hey Sooner and Pizza Hut fans, you could literally save someone's life. Your healthy blood stem cells can cure blood cancers and diseases like sickle cell. The problem is, most patients don't have a match in their family, and so they need a stranger to help. It's like donating plasma, and you donate if and when you match a patient. Many times, you could be someone's only match. Pizza Hut and OU are teaming up to help add more young adults to the Be The Match donor list. It's super easy to join. Visit bethematch.org/PizzaHutOU to learn more.
Cruisin' Auto Spa, Car Wash, Detail, and Oil Change Center. Cruisin' now offers unlimited car wash packages starting at only $20 a month. They also offer full-service unlimited car wash packages starting at $39 a month. Cruisin' provides a comprehensive oil change service that comes with a free wash and vacuum. They also offer a 7-day clean car guarantee. If it's dirty, bring it back. Visit them in person at 1235 West Main today.
We've all heard them say there's something about a truck. And at Lander Chevy of Norman, we couldn't agree more. During Chevy Truck Month, get huge savings like $13,000 off all 2019 Silverado Crew Cab LTs or get $12,500 off all 2019 Crew Cab LTZs. Come see us today, Lindsay Street exit off I-35 or shop LanderChevroletNorman.com. Find new roads.
Wow, welcome back, everybody, to Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, and welcome back to Top Dog. That was an entrance the other night, Coach. That was impressive.
Like he was having a good time, for sure.
He had a good time. I think the fans enjoyed it. You guys like Top Dog being back, right? Yeah? It was fun. He'll be back for the women on Sunday, I believe, as well. So good to see our old friend back in the LNC on Tuesday night. We've got a couple of questions for Coach Kruger that have rolled in-house. Don says, Coach, would you like to see Doolittle go inside more rather than settling for the outside shot?
It depends on the matchup. You know, people, when they line up against us, typically they put their five-man, their bigger guy, on Doo, and they put their perimeter guy on Brady because they don't want Brady to get those pick-and-pop opportunities. They can switch on the perimeter. So with Doo having Azubuike, I don't think we want Doo against Azubuike at the paint, but we wanted him exactly where he was the other night. So his advantage is facing up on Azubuike, and, for example, and attacking from the perimeter. But depending on the matchup, Doo obviously can be very effective inside as well.
Bill Self said before that game the other night that you were the best in this conference, and one of the best in the country, at being able to find a matchup to exploit and then create that matchup in the course of a game. First off, your reaction to him saying that, and two, how do you go about doing that?
Well, you're always looking for matchups and advantages. The game is so much about matchups in terms of, if we find a perimeter guy that's got a quickness advantage or ability to drive by someone, then we want to go into the ball game with a desire to put him in that position to take advantage of that advantage, if you will, as often as possible. And Doo's advantage has been, even last year when he was, carrying us down the stretch there, he was doing that because of the matchup against the other team's five-man. Mm-hmm. And he's a hard matchup, and especially now as he's expanded his shooting ability to the three-point line and shooting the ball well there. Doo's gonna have a great finish. He's going to have a great stretch run here to his career because he does shoot it well. He didn't the other night, but I think if a couple, three of those early ones would have gone down, we'd have seen a totally different result out of him. But here he's got a smaller guy on him, and he does take him inside for the advantage.
It's one thing for you to recognize a matchup, situation, advantage. It's another for the guys on the floor to recognize it. This has seemed to me, anyway, to be a smart basketball team. They're really good at noticing, all right, here's where our advantage is right now. Let's get that guy the ball.
And they are, especially, Doo and Brady are very, very sharp in terms of recognizing how to play off of each other. Mm-hmm. They got, whoever's got the big guy on him will set the ball screen perhaps, or, whoever's got the advantage in the post, they talk that out among themselves. Of course, we go over it in practice. But then Austin's got a very good instinct. Jamal, Davion, they've all got good basketball savvy. And again, I think that's one of the reasons we feel like this group will keep getting better and better. And now we got to make shots. But as far as playing the game the right way and doing things they need to do, I think this group will keep improving.
Austin had such a great second half against Kansas State, really led you to that win in the conference opener. Been in a pretty good shooting slump since then. How do you get him going here?
Yeah, just again, he's practicing better in terms of the game speed that he needs to make shots. He's got, I think in Austin's case, just seeing one or two go down. I mean, he had a tough night the other night. I thought, all but maybe one of his nine shots were really shots that you'd want him to take. Mm-hmm. And again, he'll make shots.
Dan in house says some shooters follow up their shot for a possible rebound, others don't. Which way is better?
Well, you'd always like to see. I've always wondered that myself in terms of when you shoot the ball, you kind of know if it's got a good chance of going in or not before anyone else does. And I've never understood why when you know it's not going in, why you wouldn't make maybe a little bit more effort to go get it. But that you don't see that very often. Seems like kids are more, they're shooting it and they're kind of backing out instead of going to the ball. But we always encourage them to, hey, if you know it's off, go get it. Why not?
Sometimes – you got backcourt responsibilities, though, right? Sometimes.
Well, the perimeter guy, yeah. Now, Doo wouldn't in that case. If Doo shoots one, it's offline, and he's doesn't have any backcourt responsibility, but a point guard or an off guard may have that.
All right, TCU coming to town, 1 o'clock on Saturday. They're off to a great start in conference play. They won their first three games, just dropped the one in the midweek at West Virginia. What are your thoughts on this Horned Frog team?
Yeah, they're very good. They Jamie does a great job, and like you say, they just lost at West Virginia, which a lot of people are going to do that. West Virginia is really good. They won their first three, so they're feeling pretty good about what they're doing. Bain is a terrific player. He's one of the perimeter guys. They play four guards around Samuels, who's another terrific player. He's shooting around 70%, very similar to Azubuike in that way, similar size. Not quite as physical, nor as anyone else, as Azubuike
right.
in the low post, but a very good player nonetheless. And Nembhard, a sophomore guard, really, you know, playing well. They got a couple grad transfers that stepped in and gave him a big lift right away. So they're good. They're playing well and they're sound defensively like they always are. And they can get it going. They probably shoot the ball as well as anyone in the conference from 3-point range.
Desmond Bain is a guy who has come from really just being a sniper in this league when he first started to. He's developed into a really nice all-around game for them.
He really has. He does much more than just shoot the three. He's very strong. He puts the ball on the floor. He's a good defender. He's a very good rebounder at 6'5 or so. Again, he's an all-around good player.
Defensively, how good are they?
They're good. They mostly man. They'll mix in a little bit of zone. But, Jamie's teams are always very sound, very solid. Not going to, give you any loopholes. Now, they do. They play the matchup that will have the same advantage against them. They'll probably put Samuels, their 7-footer, on Dew. Mm-hmm. And Dew will have the same shots that he had the other night. So we'll work to get him those. And I think he'll make those. And then they'll put probably Bain, a smaller guy, on Brady so they can switch when Brady's setting a pick on the perimeter.
All right, let's take a timeout. More with Lon Kruger when we come back. Sherry Cole right around the corner as well here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there. At Brahms, we offer more than just burgers, shakes, and fries. We have an entire fresh market for your everyday grocery needs, from farm fresh milk to meats, freshly baked breads, and produce. We also carry a wide variety of our premium ice cream, frozen yogurt, and sherbet. And with Brahms delivery trucks running 7 days a week, our items are always fresh. Stop by your neighborhood Brahms Fresh Market for an incredibly fast, incredibly convenient grocery shopping experience so you can spend more time on things that matter most.
Your new apartment's big. Such a great deal.
It's okay.
Just okay? What's not too...
Right above the subway!
Well, I bet you don't even notice it after the...
That's my neighbor, Angus!
A deal that's just okay is not okay. Get a great deal with America's best network. Come into an AT&T store to find out how to get one of our popular smartphones for $0 down. Based on GWS One score, September 2019.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Lesson 42. This is how you say happy hour. It's happy hour. Let's go get some Bud Lights. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light, crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Today at Whataburger, we're picking the Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich.
You asked for it, and it's back.
We got three chicken strips, two slices of Monterey Jack cheese, topped with Whataburger's own buffalo sauce, a little bit of buttermilk ranch, all between a toasted bun.
Chicken sandwich on its own is good. Chicken sandwich with buffalo sauce is fantastic. It really wakes up a chicken sandwich.
It's crunchy, and then it's spicy, and then it's cool. Your mouth is exploding with flavor.
Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. That's back, and it's only here for a limited time.
Best tailgate? It's gotta be burgers.
And an ice cold Coke.
Real football. Y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
It subs.
Nah. Hot dog.
No. Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No. Seven layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
An ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day, race day.
Calls for Coke, you know it.
It's tailgate 101.
Children are not little adults, so when a child is sick and needs medical care, you can be comforted knowing the doctors, nurses, and staff at the Children's Hospital at OU Medicine are experts at treating children. And we use equipment designed specifically for children. So whether your child has a snotty nose, a congenital issue like a heart defect, or experiences a traumatic injury, trust the Children's Hospital at OU Medicine to provide the treatments and procedures needed specifically for a child's growing body.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
To you by Rudy's, bringing you the best in barbecue. AT&T, America's best network. Riverwind, still the one. Bud Light, Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer, 6% alcohol. Sooners meet Natty Light Seltzer, your new game necessity. Drink it responsibly. Academy, get your officially licensed Sooner gear at Academy Sports and Outdoors, preferred sporting goods retailer of Oklahoma Athletics. Honor your Patriot by nominating them for the OU Extended Campus Patriot of the Game at patriot.pacs.ou.edu. Here's your Big 12 report presented by Kincaid Coach, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. We are 4 games in to the Big 12 season. Baylor on top at 4-0, ranked number 2 in the nation. Then you got a trio of teams at 3-1. Sooners there in 5th place, tied with Texas and Texas Tech. And a long ways to go. Still 14 more conference games to play before we head to Kansas City. Welcome back. We got one more segment here with Lon Kruger and then Sherry Cole standing by. I wanted to ask you about one of your freshmen. First, I guess we're taking a look at the schedule. No, I threw him for a loop and they bailed on it, so that's my fault. Jalen Hill's been giving you some really nice minutes.
Jalen has. He's a really good basketball player. He's got great instincts. He understands. He's always in the right position in the team defensive scheme of things. He's very confident. Rebounder. He's very aggressive. He's going to become a really good player. But right now, he's playing his minutes very well. He's not getting up a lot of shots in the ball game, but affecting it in a lot of other ways. I think in time, will be a good scorer as well.
Seems to have a natural rebounding knack to him, like a real nose for the ball where it's going to come off.
He does. He's one of those guys that his entire career, every time a shot goes up, he goes to the board.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that you can teach and affect a little bit, but it's a lot better if they do it instinctively and naturally, and Jalen does that. He's heading that direction. He's heading the right direction. That's the starting point. You got to move that direction, and then he's got a good feel for where the ball's coming off.
Happy with how you're playing defense?
Yeah, we didn't play very well at Iowa State. You know, that was the worst defensive effort we've had, in quite some time. Defensive fight against Kansas was fine. It was good. They put a lot of pressure on you on every possession down with their size and ability to shoot it. But we got to get better, got to get more physical on the defensive end. But we're communicating better. We're making progress, and that's the key. You know, when it's a grind, like you say, 14 more of them, they're all really hard. You got to get better. matter. You know, you can't dwell on what happened recently. If that takes the place of getting better, and we got better today, and we got to get better again tomorrow, and get ready for a really tough one on Saturday.
Are you disappointed, or do you need to get more production from your depth?
Yeah, we do, and we got to play them more. Again, that's on me as much as anything. I think when you got a body like an athletic ability like Victor's got, like Alondis has, we've got to get more from them. You know, and it's hard right now. When they're not getting a lot of production, it's hard then to put them in there. But if you don't put them in there, they can't gain the confidence to get production. So it's kind of a little catch, a little fine line there. But we're gonna get them both in there Saturday and challenge them to go in and do the things that they can do comfortably and give us some more minutes.
Do you toss and turn after a loss?
Oh, you deal with it. I don't know about tossing and turning as much as, quickly kind of addressing, things that we didn't do as well as we need to and taking that to practice the next day and trying to make progress in that area. But, coming out of the Kansas game, I think we can still execute things better with more sharpness, compete for better results. Mm-hmm. Again, when you're not shooting the ball well, you it's not just a matter of, well, you got to make more shots. Maybe you have to compete just a little harder with attention to details to get more, separation so you have more time or whatever the case might be. It may be different from one player to the next, but you try to address the details as much as anything else.
Here's a real abstract question for you. You might not like this one. I don't know. What is the hardest part of coaching in college basketball? And has the answer to that changed through the years?
Well, the hardest part, I guess the thing that frustrates me the most that I struggle with more than anything else is when guys are performing way less than they're capable of performing. Again, as coaches, as teachers or whatever, our challenge is to help them max out, whether it be on the court or classroom or socially or whatever. And that's always at the heart of what we're trying to do. And if someone's underachieving relative to what they could do, we feel like that's on us as much as them. And again, each guy is different and you approach each guy differently. But I guess the thing that's changed the most, without question, is the social media. That is crazy what players deal with right now. They listen to us, 10% of the time compared to the 90% that they're listening and dealing with communication with everyone else. And everyone else does not have any idea what these guys really need to do. And so we're fighting that all the time. It's huge. It's going to get worse. I don't even think we can imagine what it's going to be like 2 years from now, 3 years from now. The game's going to be different. The rules are going to be different. All the investigations and all the changing of rules. It's going to be a lot different than what it is now.
What's your favorite part?
Oh, the favorite part is seeing guys achieve, seeing guys mature, seeing them respond, seeing them become good people and good teammates and good leaders and take care of responsibilities and be fun to be around and all those things that you want for your sons or daughters when you're kind of working with them as they grow. So we got a good group of guys. That's the greatest part. We got a great group of guys. And I think they're still learning of just how tough it is, every night out. But I think the Iowa State game we'll learn a lot from. Kansas we'll learn a lot from. And this group will get better as a result.
X's and O's wise, what's two or three of the most important things for you Saturday against TCU?
Well, defensively, dealing with Bain and Samuels, those guys, they set a ton of pick and rolls. I think playing against Kansas was good for us because they did also, and be a little similar on the defensive end in this one. Then offensively, the game plan will be a little similar to what it was against Kansas in terms of, trying to create opportunities for Dew against Samuels and then Brady maybe in the low post a little bit more than in the last ball game. So, that's part of the intrigue, and I told our guys that today. Intrigue from a coaching standpoint is each game's a challenge to see what we can do to help them, be in position to have as much success as possible. So it's always fun. It's always challenging, but fun nonetheless.
You'll get them, Coach. Thanks for
Toby.
Being here tonight.
Thank you.
Lon Kruger, everybody. OUTCU coming up 1 o'clock on Saturday. Pre-game coverage starts for you at 12:30 on Sooner Radio. Sherry Coles coming up next. Stay with us.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light, we've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer, Natural Light, Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, ales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
With a new OU Rewards credit card from MidFirst Bank, you can make purchases and earn rewards while also supporting the OU Sooners. Plus, you'll also enjoy a low intro APR on purchases and balance transfers for the first 12 billing cycles. The OU Rewards credit card is available exclusively at MidFirst Bank. So apply today at midfirst.com/OU Sooners and put some boomer in your purchases. MidFirst Bank, true to your money. Member FDIC.
Your new apartment's big. Such a great deal.
It's okay.
Just okay? What's not too...
Right above the subway!
Well, I bet you don't even notice it after the...
That's my neighbor, Angus!
A deal that's just okay is not okay. Get a great deal with America's best network. Come into an AT&T store to find out how to get one of our popular smartphones for $0 down. Based on GWS 1 score, September 2019.
At OG&E, we're proud of our partnership with the University of Oklahoma. To secure tomorrow's workforce, OG&E provides scholarships and internships each year, recognizing students in engineering, math, sciences, and more. In short, those who will power our state's bright future. As an Oklahoma company, it makes sense OG&E helps grow the communities we serve. So to share ongoing success stories, we created OGETogether.com, a site with news that covers our growing future. Come see what we can do together.
At Marianne's Rentals for special events, they'll take it to the hoop for you. They'll hit the three-pointer to make you happy. When you call Marianne's Rentals for special events at 751-3100, your next corporate event, birthday, wedding reception, holiday party, or any special event will be a slam dunk with Marianne's. They'll give your special event the full court press to make it the best ever. If your special event needs that fadeaway jumper at the buzzer for the win, call Marianne's Rentals for special events, 751-3100. It's up and it's good.
Hey Sooner fans, Toby Rowland here for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen, whether they're in Norman or on the other side of the world. Globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, official logistics company of Oklahoma Athletics.
Hey Sooner and Pizza Hut fans, you could literally save someone's life. Your healthy blood stem cells can cure blood cancers and diseases like sickle cell. The problem is, most patients don't have a match in their family, and so they need a stranger to help. It's like donating plasma, and you donate if and when you match a patient. Many times, you could be someone's only match. Pizza Hut and OU are teaming up to help add more young adults to the Be The Match donor list. It's super easy to join. Visit bethematch.org/PizzaHutOU to learn more.
When you hear commitment, you think of the crimson and cream. When I hear commitment, I think of the servicemen and women who serve us daily. That's why we've teamed up with OU Extended Campus to honor a patriot of the game every home game this season. No one beats OU when it comes to commitment. And when it comes to service, no one beats OU Extended Campus. Nominate your patriot of the game today at patriot.pacs.ou.edu.
AT&T. That was Taylor Robertson, her and the Sooners, a big win on the road last night at West Virginia. Three straight conference wins for Sherry Cole Sooners. Please welcome Sherry Cole.
Thank you. Thank you, Toby. Thank you, guys.
She shoots a lot better than I talk, I can tell you that. Taylor Robertson has made 86 three-pointers now this year. The second most threes for any player in the Big 12 is 36. She's made 50 more than anybody else in this conference. Not taken, made.
Yeah, I know, and I feel like you're expecting me to explain something, and I can't. I can't. How she gets them, how she makes them.
She made one sideways last night, Coach.
She did make one sideways, and I had to confess in the press conference that might have been, you know, the stars were aligned right. The rest of them, I actually thought she missed more than she usually does. I was like, seriously? You missed the two most wide open of the night, and then she makes that one at the end of the third. But that's just a shooter just having a feel, and really she was trying to get fouled at the yeah. buzzer and just banks it in from top of the key. And you know, I don't have any way to explain it. I wish I did.
She's really good. That's the answer.
She is good. She is
West Virginia, a 13-1, and ranked number 17 in the nation when the Sooners went in last night, and just a dominant victory from start to finish. What were your thoughts?
Well, I thought, first of all, we played really hard, and to have a chance to win there in Morgantown, you have to stand up to the fight. They're going to be physical. They're athletic. They're going to push the pace. So you can't back down from all of that, especially early on. I thought we were very aggressive. We did not shoot the ball well to start the game, but we were very aggressive in terms of getting second chance opportunities, which is how we ultimately got T-Rob going. Rebounds and kick back out, finding her available on the three. But we also defended like crazy and rebounded on that end, limiting them to one and done. And to survive in Morgantown, it all starts with what you do on the glass.
Why do you play so well in Morgantown?
I don't know. Maybe we like concrete bunkers. I don't have any idea. I would say the cold weather.
Three years you've gone up there.
It was 60 degrees yesterday. We were like, where are we? What's happening? It was really bizarre. I think they're covered in snow today. But it is a difficult place to play. But I tell you what, if you have just one kid who can get the ball in the basket there, then everybody else relaxes a little bit and feels mm-hmm. like they can too. And, you know, that's where a kid like T-Rob helps you exponentially.
It looks like your team right now is just taking the floor with tremendous confidence.
Yeah, their confidence is growing. I've said there's
the
shot.
Sideways shot, yeah.
I've said for a while now, this young team just needs something good to happen. You know, yeah. They just need to see some success to start to realize how good they are and how good they can be. And they're playing at a really good pace right now. They're just not in a hurry. They're trusting one another. They're trusting themselves. And that's a process. That didn't happen, like, overnight. It's been coming, and it's an accumulation of working with the right mindset every single day. And I know that sounds so trite, but it's absolutely true.
Oh, by the way, this win was without Anna Yunus, as was the one against Iowa State on Saturday. How's she doing?
It's day-to-day. She's dealing with a back injury, and so you never know. I mean, she may wake up and feel great tomorrow, and it may be several more days still, but she's, you know, got great spirits, and she took advantage of, I thought, really seized some leadership moments over the weekend. Just, she didn't make the trip, and primarily we did not want her to make the trip because of the long travel. I mean, the mm-hmm. worst thing for a back injury is sitting, and you got a 3.5-hour flight to Morgantown. That didn't make any sense. But she stayed in touch, whether she wrote players' notes that they took with them on the flight. She FaceTimed in. We FaceTimed her from as I went into the locker room after the game. So
that's
these
great.
Things are primarily evil, but they do have their good moments.
But the hope is this isn't a long-term situation, right?
Yes, absolutely.
You're expecting her back sometime soon.
We are. Okay. And again, it's day-to-day, and you just never really know about these things. But I can promise you that Anna is doing everything that the doctors ask her to do, and she'll put herself in the best possible situation.
Everything you just said made a lot of sense about this is the accumulation of a lot of work and a lot of trust and all that kind of stuff. But how much of this is also just how much of this do we credit to the comeback against Oklahoma State from getting you guys on a roll here?
Well, I think when you do hard things, your confidence grows, and that's, nobody can give it to you. Nobody can take it away from you. And when you earn it brick by brick, it's real and it sticks. And the tougher the things that you do, the greater the confidence reward from it. So, you know, that uphill battle in the final 218 of that game, That's a hard thing, a thing that not very many teams have done. And so I think our guys were able to look at that through a very realistic lens and say, hey, this was pretty special. And if we can do that in this situation, you know, why can't we do that when the score is 0-0 and the official tosses up the ball? Mm-hmm. Why can't we do that in the second quarter and all these other situations? And so I think it was just maybe an opening. Maybe it just pulled a lid off of some potential and some capability.
I want to talk about your bigs.
Okay.
Your guards have gotten a lot of attention in recent years, and rightfully so, but your bigs are playing some great basketball right now. Mandy Simpson had 11 rebounds for you against West Virginia and has really become almost impossible to take off the court, it seems. She's playing so well.
I wouldn't trade her for anybody in the country. I'm serious. She is our communicator. She is always going to play hard. She is super smart on the offensive end, just has a great feel, a great vision for things. We're at that stage as a staff right now where we can manipulate what's going on throughout the course of a game. And our players are at that stage as players mm-hmm. where they're confident enough to be able to hear that information and execute it. And she is key to all that. She has an uncanny ability to help Taylor Robertson get shots. And so whether Mandy scores or not.
By setting picks specifically or more than that?
Kickouts from offensive okay. rebounds, screens and second cuts, receiving the ball in the post and finding Taylor off of other people's screens. Mandy's a very good passer. And we actually alleviated West Virginia's full court press a little bit late in the game last night by bringing Mandy up and letting her dribble it against one of the bigger defenders because she can do that. So it's just her ability to kind of be in the middle of all phases of the game that make her invaluable for us.
It's more than her, though. Nydia Lampkin's giving you good minutes. Aspen Willitson. Liz Scott gave you some great minutes last night.
I'll tell you what, Liz Scott can fill a stat line yeah. faster than any kid I have ever seen. I don't know what her minutes were last night. She had numbers in every category.
Including fouls.
She had yeah. four fouls. She had assists. She had turnovers. She had steals. She ran over a girl and got to shoot a free throw as a result of it. I don't know. But, you know, you can tell she has great basketball instincts and an ability to find the rim. She just has an ability to get to the rim, whether it's on a pass with a cut or putting the ball on the floor or rebound put back. She just kind of has that knack. And she's got a long way to go still. In defensive transition, we had to cover for multiple times last night. But that's a part of the game that you can't figure out unless you're thrown into that and you have to solve that puzzle over and over and over again. So that'll get better.
How good does that feel for you? We're talking 6'2", 6'3", 6'4". I mean, that's some size that you can throw out there now that's not just going to maybe bother a shot and get in the way once in a while, but score, rebound, give you some legitimate production.
Yeah, Dee has really gotten better in terms of the way she sees herself as a basketball player primarily. Not there yet, not anywhere close to where I think she's going to be, but she now understands that she can be a problem for people. Mm-hmm. And she had one take last night, a free throw line area, rip and go, and went and finished a tough layup in traffic. And you're just like, okay, that's the thing that you've got that other people have to deal with. A terrific leaper around the rim, several emphatic rebounds, bothered a couple of shots, hoop coming over, and whether she blocked it or not, changed people's delivery. And then the ability to run. I mean, she can just run like a deer. So that makes her a very complicated package for other teams. And as her confidence continues to rise, as it is right now, she's going to be even more of a handful to deal with. And then you mentioned Aspen, and Aspen can really score the basketball. The deal for her is just getting the game to go at a pace where she can see and feel good about what's transpiring. Sometimes it still goes a little bit too fast for her. But we ran a little butter call at the end of a timeout or at the end of a quarter, and Tatum drove and drew two defenders and kicked it over to Aspen at the short corner. She didn't hesitate. She just rose up and made a little 2-point jumper, a little 10-foot jumper, and then later in the game hit a free throw line jumper. And none of us are surprised by that because she shoots the ball extremely well in practice every day.
A little butter call?
Yeah, a butter call. That's when we're trying to get a little 2-for-1 action at the end of a quarter. Women's basketball with four quarters, you get to do that.
You get to strategize
a little bit more at the end.
I love the quarters. I love the being able to move the ball up to half court.
Oh,
I wish
beautiful.
The guys would do that today.
Absolutely.
It makes it so much more exciting at ends of halves and quarters.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
And you can run butter calls and things like that when you do that. Yeah. I don't know what it is either. We'll take a timeout. Final segment with Sherry Cole when we come back right after this.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code. Lesson 42. This is how you say happy hour. It's happy hour. Let's go get some Bud Lights. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light. Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch. St. Louis, Missouri.
The band that helped start a revolution. Candlebox. Live in concert. Friday, February 21st. The Showplace Theater at Riverwind. Candlebox. Performing selections from their debut album. Tickets on sale now at riverwind.com. Or at candleboxrocks.com.
Your new apartment's big. Such a great deal.
It's okay.
Just okay? What's not to...
Right above the subway!
Well, I bet you don't even notice it after the...
That's my neighbor, Angus!
A deal that's just okay is not okay. Get a great deal with America's best network. Come into an AT&T store to find out how to get one of our popular smartphones for $0 down. Based on GWS One score, September 2019.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Welcome to your hometown Whataburger. Here you can add as much flavor as you like.
Those add-ons just add a little extra touch.
It sets Whataburger apart. Takes it up kind of to the next level.
Grilled peppers and onions. Bacon's perfect. Gotta have them grilled jalapenos. It completely changes the taste of the burger.
This burger is made for me. They're gonna make it just right every time I come.
Avocado goes well with everything. What doesn't it go with?
They say you can't buy happiness, but the add-ons get real close.
We're adding big flavor here at your hometown Whataburger.
Best tailgate? It's gotta be burgers.
And an ice cold Coke.
Real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
It's subs.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No, seven layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day, race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
It's tailgate 101.
Children are not little adults, so when a child is sick and needs medical care, you can be comforted knowing the doctors, nurses, and staff at the Children's Hospital at OU Medicine are experts at treating children. And we use equipment designed specifically for children. So whether your child has a snotty nose, a congenital issue like a heart defect, or experiences a traumatic injury, trust the Children's Hospital at OU Medicine to provide the treatments and procedures needed specifically for a child's growing body.
Cruisin' Auto Spa, Car Wash, Detail, and Oil Change Center.
Cruisin' now offers unlimited car wash packages starting at only $20 a month. They also offer full-service unlimited car wash packages starting at $39 a month.
Cruisin' provides a comprehensive oil change service that comes with a free wash and vacuum. They also offer a 7-day clean car guarantee. If it's dirty, bring it back. Visit them in person at 1235 West Main today.
All of our Sooner Radio Network affiliates across the state and region. Fans can check out Soonersports.com for an affiliate in your area. And if you're traveling outside the state of Oklahoma, you can listen to all the action on either SiriusXM Radio or by downloading the TuneIn app and listen for free. Log on to Soonersports.com/kids for information about joining the Sooner Junior Kids Club, presented by OG&E and brought to you in part by Orthodontics exclusively. The Sooner Sports Podcast is your all-access pass to all things Sooners. Just log on to Soonersports.tv/podcast to get the latest episodes from Chris Plank, presented by Allstate and Riverwind.
Dr. Tim Shannon and Dr. Mark Revels at Orthodontics Exclusively are proud to present the Junior Captain of the Game. For info on how your child can become the next Junior Captain, go to orthoexc.com.
Welcome back to Rudy's, everybody. Sherry Cole is with us. Sooners getting set for TCU coming up on Sunday afternoon in Norman. This question from the Fast Break Club here tonight. In a pinch, and you can't find Cheetos, what's your go-to snack?
You guys know me so well. I have lots of them. It's anything that's not good for you, basically. Yeah, peanut M&Ms, you know, bring it on.
I want to know where you are that you can't find Cheetos. I mean, what?
Yeah, well, sometimes you can't get jalapeno Cheetos.
You can
get the hot ones, you can get regular,
specific.
But not jalapeno.
TCU coming up on Sunday. They are 3-1 in Big 12 play. That's a 3 o'clock tip. Tell us about the Frogs.
They're good. They're really good. Led by Lauren Hurd, she really shoots it well. They've got actually three kids who shoot it extremely well from the perimeter. They mix up their defenses, run all kinds of different crazy stuff. Little twilight zone, little 1-3-1, little man. They do all kinds of stuff. So you've got to be stay aggressive and be on your toes. Your point guard has to know what she's doing, what she's looking at. And they're a good team. They're fast. They get out in transition. They score it well.
Hoping for a good crowd, I know. Top Dog making his first women's game appearance on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, excited to see him pull on his ears. And we're looking forward to having a big crowd on Sunday afternoon. You know, I thought we had a great crowd, and most of you were here for the Iowa State game. And the weather kind of got us. Uh-huh. It moved in at a tough time. But the crowd was very instrumental in our being able to hold on when Iowa State made a surge and get the defensive stops we needed to make. So we're excited about playing Sunday afternoon. It's a good time, 3 o'clock. You don't have to rush to church, go to lunch, and then get out to the game. And we hope to have a really big crowd because this one's important. Currently tied with TCU and West Virginia for second behind Baylor. West Virginia, I believe, goes to Waco. I know they play Baylor. I'm not sure where the game is this weekend. So a really big opportunity for us.
I asked Lon a couple of deep questions. I'm going to ask you the same questions here. Hardest part of coaching, and has that changed?
3 minutes and 39 seconds, and you're
going to
throw that question at me right here.
I'll produce the show. You answer the questions.
Okay, all righty. I stand corrected.
Hardest part of coaching.
Hardest part of coaching, probably helping players maximize their potential and finding out what it is they really want. You know, kids tell you I want to be great, I want to be an All-American, I want to be this, I want to be that. But it's sometimes what they've been told they should want rather than what it is they really want. Uh-huh. And I think that's probably the hardest part of helping them maximize their potential. Because when you can identify what they really want, like what their heart beats to, you can take them there. But when you're trying to take them somewhere that they say they want to go, but it's not really where their heart beats to, there's this constant tension and internal fight. And so I think that's a hard thing, especially today, to ascertain, because there's so much false reality out there because of these things and because of the way our world is. There's a lot of play acting, pretending to be things that you're not, and feeling the need to be what other people are going to comment about you on. So there's just a lot of false reality to get through, and that's the hardest part.
You're talking more than basketball.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. And maybe even more so in women's than in men's. I don't know. But it's when a young lady comes into our program, it's who do you want to be? Like when all this is done, who do you want to be? And if you can really tell me that, then we can help you get there. But you got to be legit. You got to tell me the truth. What is it that you want? And that's an arduous path. It really is.
Favorite part?
Oh, watching them become. Without question. We had that Final Four, the back-to-back reunion this past fall, and just watching these confident women, they walk in and they've got their children and their husband, and they're showing everybody around and they're interacting with each other, and they go right back to the roles they played with one another when they were playing here at Oklahoma wearing the jersey. But there is just this sense of accomplishment and supreme, well-earned confidence. They're just women that believe they can do whatever it is they need to do, and in most cases that's the truth.
That's fantastic. No, that's worthy of applause. People, I think, a lot of times, especially with college teams and coaches, on the outside, a lot of times don't get that because they just, it's all about the winning and losing and how much money they're going to make at the next level. And they don't really believe that college coaches care about producing solid human beings. You know what I mean? And I'm sure there's some that don't.
The amount
but
of
how
time,
important that is to you and Lon is, and everybody around here.
The amount of time that we spend on that and connecting the dots between what we do inside the 94 feet, how that relates to who they become as people outside of the court, it's constant. It's never ending. And I just want to say, we got a group of people here at Rudy's tonight, and they're a little slice of a slightly larger fan base. But these people are not fans. These people are supporters, yeah. And they get that thing that you're talking about. They know that it's about more than the final score.
Good luck against
TCU. Appreciate
you guys. Good luck, Coach. 3 o'clock on Sunday, it'll be the Sooners and the Horned Frogs. And we'll see you here next week at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. Boomer.
Live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, Sooner Sports Talk has been brought to you by Bud Light. This basketball season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly. And by Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, proud home of Sooner Sports Talk. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Sooner Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.